Smirnov Rakić from the 21st Sarajevo Film Festival, and we're joined by Lila Puškas and Andra Petrescu, who are here on Talent Sarajevo as film critics. And thank you for joining us. Now, would you care to talk a bit about what you've done so far on your workshops? Can we start with you, Lila?
Sure. For the first couple of days, we were supposed to write two reviews. The first one was about a feature movie, the second one was about a short one, and we just submitted them 2 days ago, and we had a meeting with our mentors, and we could just have a look at them, and we learned a lot from this session. So for me, this was a very great experience to get feedbacks, because this is something that I don't very often get, as I usually work as a freelance journalist, and apart from my editor's feedbacks, I don't get it very often. And I was really willing to have such an opinion of an expert, and that's why I'm very, very thankful for get this opportunity.
Well, I need to say that most of what Lila said applies to me as well, because it was really interesting to have the first two sessions. We had like this. We had a group session and a one-on-one meeting. And the group session was more about many forms of film criticism. I mean, I've been working more in academia formats, so this was interesting for me, because I got to talk about how can you actually summarize it and how can you make the context in a shorter format when you don't have a lot of pages. And this was interesting. Besides that, I think it's really nice that we got to meet people close to our age who do this in different countries, and you learn about their background, their context, the way they got to film criticism, and how they see it, how they approach it, how much they want to go into more commercial things or not, and how would they like to evolve and develop their skills.
What I'd like to add is that for me the most interesting aspect of this group session was that we could talk a lot about the possible future ways of film criticism, and it was very interesting to listen to Jurica's opinion, who works in this field for more than, I think, 20 years. And I was very, very surprised how open-minded he is and how many ways he sees where the film criticism might end up, and he sees it as a constant change and development.
Yeah, so basically the workshop is one big brainstorming session in a way. So where do you think to go from, like, Talent Sarajevo? What do you have next in store, Andra?
Well, I'm going to go back to my work at home in Bucharest. I write for a few online magazines, also printed, and I also work as an editor for an online film magazine, mostly news, but I will also cover film festivals for video reportages. This is really new, so this will be very new to me, because I started working for them a month ago, and half the month I was here and half the month I wasn't there, so it's kind of funny, but I think it will be interesting. And I'm also thinking of applying to other workshops on film criticism. I think they're very nice, most of all for the networking and for meeting people who do this in other parts of the world.
And Lila, I know you've been to several workshops already, so can you sort of talk a bit about workshops in general and how you like this one? Is there something special about it?
Well, previously I've been to Nisimasa workshops 3 times in Tallinn, Karlovy Vary, and Venice, and once I got selected to the Fipreski workshop in Warsaw, and this is the 5th time for me to be at such a journalism workshop, and it was very special in a way that we get very several tasks and we could challenge ourselves by such radio interviews as well. So I think this is something I could learn a lot from. And apart from that, I really enjoy to get into conversations, and I find it very special at this workshop that we get many possibilities to get informal conversation situations when we at the breakfast or lunch or just at the festival party, we could talk a lot about criticism in general and movies. So I felt like a constant discussion going on here.
So what do you think is the position of film criticism in your country compared to other in this region?
Yeah, recently we have many problems with lack of the audience, and of course it's connected with lack of readers, and this is something I'm working on at the moment to try to attract those people to cinema and give them the need and the intention of reading and talking and thinking about movies who otherwise wouldn't be interested. So I have some ideas how I could try to develop the situation a little bit, because I believe once we have readers, we also have more audience at the cinemas, and we really need that at the very moment when more and more art cinemas close because they go bankrupt. And I think that all of these things are connected together, and I believe that it's only possible through building a community, an offline and online community at the same time. So I just would like to give this experience for people to go to the cinema together and discuss movies afterwards.
So this is in Hungary, but can you tell us a bit more about what the situation is like in Romania?
This is kind of a bit of difficult question. First of all, because we don't have film education in schools, so that's kind of a problem because people are used to mainstream films, only Hollywood. They go to the mall. But besides this, I think I don't have a market study either for how viewers react to film criticism. So that's it. But the interaction I had with the public, the most direct, was when I was writing for a film magazine for my university, and we had the film magazine, which was printed and still is, and besides it, we also had cine clubs. So each week we'd have at least one film. We'd invite people to come, and after the film we'd talk to them. So it's kind of, we had like 50 to 50-100, it depends. This is when we showed classical films. And they are interested. I think they are interested in cinema. And we had another project, which was called The Film, which in English would translate to film, and there with new Romanian films. And when we had that, the cinema hall was full of people. So it depends. And each one of them always took a magazine home. So there are people who read magazines. I have younger colleagues who said they discovered the magazine when they were in high school and decided to go to film school because of that. But I don't think they're really a big readership for film criticism. One is because it's difficult to read film criticism. Second, because I think there are few people who do it. Newspapers are closing day after day because there are no money. But in any way, I think it's difficult. I don't think comfortable to make like an overview of film criticism in my country because it's very particular. I mean, we have film studies at the Film Academy. We have the magazine, which helped us build a group of people who like criticism. Many of us also do, some of them are also programmers in film festivals. Some of them have other side jobs. Some of them are teaching the university, so they stay to teach. You kind of need to have a side job, so that this is the difficult part of it, because you do make film criticism, but you do need to do something else. So it goes hand in hand with something else.
I would agree. It's the same situation in Croatia regarding the lack of education about film. So you learn about, in primary school, in your education, you learn about music, you learn about visual arts, painting and painters and sculptors and so on. But film is very, very underrepresented, I think, in education, and that's probably the same situation everywhere. So what I wanted to ask is also How do you like the vibe of Sarajevo Film Festival? Does it make you? Is it special in any way for you?
Absolutely, it really sets me at ease. I'm very surprised how much relaxed I feel here, probably because I'm surrounded by very laid-back people who are never in a hurry and they just always say, take your time. And this is something which is very new for me, especially in frame of this workshop, because usually if I cover a festival, I do it on my own and I'm very stressed out. I have a lot to do, and compared to that, I feel that during this workshop I had enough time for everything, like networking and also thinking about movies I've seen. So time is something which flows here on a very, very pleasant way, and this is something I can appreciate now a lot.
I also appreciate a lot that everything is relaxed and we had time for the reviews, we had time for the films, and we also had time to meet each other and get into conversation and understand from which background everyone comes. And I appreciate that very much. And I like the idea of the talent, that we get to meet each people in the same level, professional level, at the same time.
So I wish you the best in your professional, of course, future. And thank you very much for being with me. So best of luck. And this is Fred Film Radio, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on Fred.fm and smartphone apps.